The law enacted earlier this year put strict requirements on using medication to terminate a pregnancy. Doctors can face criminal or civil prosecution if they fail to do so, which Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin CEO Terry Hike says has forced their clinics to no longer offer the option.
Since Act 217 became effective in April, this very personal decision about how to end a pregnancy was taken away from women. Because of this law, women ending a pregnancy must now undergo a more invasive surgical option instead.
Almost 45% of the abortions performed by Planned Parenthood in 2011 were medication-induced. Hike says a federal lawsuit filed this week in U.S. District Court calls for the law to be overturned, arguing it fails to provide clear direction to doctors on how to comply with the new requirements.
We're asking the court to end the unconstitutional provisions of Act 217 that block a woman's access to safe and legal non-surgical abortion services and to restore a woman's ability to make her own personal, complex medical decisions.
Wisconsin Right to Life, one of the chief advocates of the bill, said it's confident the law is clear in its intent and will be upheld. A spokesman for the State Department of Justice says the agency is reviewing the lawsuit. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.